You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Boise State not hosting. Jeez. They're the ranked team, the home team. Boston College. ESPN, the Serve Pro First Responders Bowl. So is this a bowl game to honor? I think first responders get free tickets, right?
I believe so, yeah.
So if you're a firefighter in the area, if you are a EMT, I assume police officer, anybody who's brave enough to go to see a car crash and be the first guy to help people out, good on you, and you can go enjoy a good... Take the day off, right? Stay after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Go hang out. Go to a 12:30 kickoff at the dilapidated Cotton Bowl.
There you go.
Or let me rephrase that. The historic Cotton Bowl, Matt. That stadium's a dump. Sorry. It's terrible. This is a middle-of-the-day game. That kind of sucks for some people, right?
Well, I mean, if you're looking to work off the Christmas hangover of all the delicious food and things like that.
Not ham.
Hey, might as well, right?
Exactly. So BC at Boise, taking on Boise State. 2.5-point favorite. Over-under's low 56. I don't see this game being close at all because Boston College is meh, right?
I think that's fair to say
because they lost to an average North Carolina State team this year. They beat Temple before Temple decided to figure out they're actually decent. They're coming off three straight losses, and to put on top of it, they lost to freaking Florida State, who's not good this year at all.
I don't know if I agree all the way with that. I think it's more that when you look back at what they did this year, they finished 7-5, 4-4 in the ACC. Mm-hmm. Would it be fair to say they beat the teams you would expect them to beat and lost to the teams that were just better than them?
For the most part.
Like if you want to look at a Mountain West analog, maybe mm-hmm. they're the ACC's Wyoming.
Yeah, that makes sense. That still doesn't mean, I can still say they're just a blah team. Even by doing that,
I think it's kind of an interesting matchup because, you know, they're one of those teams where the offense, like we just talked about with La Tech, is nothing to write home about. You know, they're 95th overall as far as offensive S&P plus, but, you know, maybe if you're looking for another comparison, they're a little bit like San Diego State because the defense is pretty good. You know, they rank 28th overall by S&P plus. You know, they're above average as far as defensive efficiency, preventing explosive plays, you know, preventing, you know, points per trip inside the 40, things like that. And that, I think, it's what it's going to make it a very interesting matchup for Boise, who we just saw them most recently in a very tough back and forth defensive driven Mountain West title game. And it's really been the defense that's kind of led the way pretty much down the stretch. You know, they gave up 24 points to Utah State in that regular season finale. But other than that, they've held opponents under 20 points per game. And so if I'm looking at the over-under for this game, I'm kind of tempted to take the under because I think it's going to be a defensive chess match.
Could be that. And then you're right with San Diego State because they're running back for the Eagles, A.J. Dillon, 1,100 yards. 10 touchdowns. He runs the ball pretty well. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be, and then quarterback Anthony Brown, pretty good, 20 to 9 TD interception ratio. But you're right. It's going to be, what was the under 57 I said?
Yeah, I believe you said it was 56.
56. So that could be right. I think I would say this, while Boston College defense is pretty good, do they have enough to stop like Cedric Wilson? Or not? Oh, geez, what am I getting at? Not Cedric Wilson, Alexander Mattison, who just crushes anybody who gets in his way and steamrolls defenses, even a great Fresno defense. Because is BC better than Fresno on defense? I don't think so.
I think you could make an argument that they're fairly similar.
And look what Mattison did against them. Let him run the ball and just go see you, folks. Give him 50 carries. Why not, Matt? Can he have 50 carries in this game?
I mean, I don't know if that would necessarily be good for his health.
No, it would not.
I think it's more likely to be a slog in the same way that it was in that Mountain West title game, because while, you know, he did get a lot of carries. Let's not forget, he only had a long of 14 yards in that game.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't surprise me to see them lean on Madison again. But Boston College's front seven does have quite a bit of productive talent up front. You know, they don't necessarily stand out in the way that La Tech does, but they're still top 40 as far as defensive line havoc rate. I'm very interested to see what someone like Zach Allen does. Mm-hmm. You know, 15 tackles for loss, 6.5 sacks. Him versus Ezra Cleveland is a matchup that I'm very much interested in watching.
That will be, and they also got Wyatt Rain, who's up there as well, with 12 TFLs, a couple of sacks themselves. They have a couple of guys, like actually 9 sacks. Ooh, I didn't realize there's that many. Okay, 4 versus Wake Forest. Does that really count for 2 sacks if you get 4 versus Wake Forest?
Well, and Tanner Caraffa also has 8.5 tackles for loss.
They get to the quarterback. They get to the backfield. That's what you're telling
me. They get into the backfield. So it wouldn't surprise me if Boston College racks up a lot of TFLs, but Alexander Madison, for instance, is able to have a pretty solid opportunity rate in the same way that he did in that Mountain West title game. I think they may bottle him up for 1 or 2 yard loss, but he may also get 5 or 6 yards on the next play. And I think that whichever team gets the upper hand up front is probably going to dictate how the team goes, or how that game goes, rather.
Sure, and also I think this could be where good old play action could come into play.
Maybe.
Because if they're getting TFLs back there, get the obviously play action, fake the handoff, draw the guys in for seconds. That could be something. And also, don't forget, this is Brett Rippon's final game for Boise State.
That's true.
And he's been a 4-year starter. The Montel Cozart saga is still haunting some people, me, because it was stupid. But this will be his final game, and he wants to go on top. They want to win. They also lost the title game because they're playing a P5 school, but you probably figured rather be in Vegas. This bowl game, they're in town now, so they're in Dallas for Christmas, which is kind of crappy. Where you're not that you're in Dallas, but you're over Christmas break or the actual holiday down there, not at home and having fun doing what you're doing. But Boston College, you said they beat who they beat, but who they beat still wasn't very good teams, right? Like, you're beating up on UMass, you're beating up on Wake Forest, Temple, Louisville's a mess, Miami's terrible. Vautech's okay. They only beat, if I'm correct on here, they beat, what, 2 bowl teams? Is that it? Maybe 3?
Let's see. Wake Forest is a bowl team, right?
Wake Forest.
Temple.
Temple. And
Miami.
Miami made a bowl game?
And I thought so.
Oh, I'm double checking on that.
And Virginia Tech. So I think that's 4.
Okay, never mind. My apologies. I thought it wasn't that many. So never mind. But they're all like 7-5 teams. I'll still go back and say, because Vautech had to beat the makeup game to get to 6 wins. So, But again, like, who they beat, like, yeah, they're beating who they beat, but again, who they beat was not very good either. Like, they get blown out versus Syracuse. They get blown out versus Clemson. And so, and this, when you compare them to Boise State to who they play in their schedule, like, was Syracuse the most comparable team, just kind of maybe talent overall?
I mean, I think up until that finale against Syracuse, you could make a case that they've been pretty tough against the pass. Mm-hmm. Because there was actually only one game this year where they didn't have an interception, and that was when they lost to Purdue and they gave up 3 touchdowns. Other than that, you know, their opponent's passer rating is only 117.88, which is pretty good, all things considered. You know, they held both Louisville, who admittedly is not very good, in Miami, who had quarterback issues of their own, held both of those teams under 50%. They held Florida State, DeAndre Francois, under 50% completion rate as well. So it's not like they don't have the talent to be able to slow down Sean Monster and A.J. Richardson and company. I'm very interested to see how they move people around in their defensive backfield, because, you know, the guy who really jumped off the stat sheet is, who am I looking at? Tajamir Torres, you know, senior cornerback, 3 interceptions, 11 pass breakups, but he's not even a starter on the 2-deep. So I think it's more likely he's going to be challenging whoever's on the inside playing the slot for, you know, Boise State in this game. So he's going to, you know, are they going to keep him inside? Are they going to move him outside and switch him with Brandon Sebastian or Hamp Cheevers? They've got playmakers back there. Cheevers, by the way, do you realize he has 7 interceptions?
Yeah, but to mention that, leads the nation in interceptions with a touchdown as well.
So this could very easily be the kind of game where
Madison, give it to him all night.
Yeah, it could be the kind of game that's a lot like the San Diego State game, which maybe if I'm giving Boise State fans PTSD or something like that, I apologize. But it's the kind of game where it could easily get bogged down by turnovers if Brett Rypien isn't careful.
It's always a possibility. Just don't screw up the snap. Get a nice handle on the ball. Take your time. Laces out to kick the field goal. We don't need any punting issues either. But yeah, passing game is a concern. So that's why I said give it to Madison. And then if he starts going, that'll change your defense. That's where you bring in the play action to, A, get the cornerbacks or defensive backs. They're good players, so they're not going to always fall for it. But you take that the hitch, the half step. You get somebody behind them. You get open. Or you do a screen pass. If they're doing the blitz and doing a pass blitz or run blitz to come after you, you want to go after a quarterback, just do a little screen pass. There's things they can do, but I think their main thing is to run the ball, and that I think will be the way they'll win. And then once they establish that, other thing, they have too many good players to be bogged down to not be able to run or pass. Not saying they'll do it at will, but they should be fairly successful at any aspect on offense. It's just protecting Rypien is a big deal, and then maybe challenge the passing game early on to see what these guys can do. But I think they should go with the run, get that going, and then build that out to more of a open up the field to other type of passing opportunities they see that fit them.
Well, another thing that could make a big difference in this game is how often Boise State's pass rush can get home. This, to me, is the kind of game where Durant Miles, Jabril Frazier, and Curtis Weaver could have a huge influence, because one of the things that Boston College really struggled with down the stretch in their losses against Syracuse, Florida State, and Clemson is protecting Anthony Brown. In all three of those games, they allowed multiple sacks. And that has been a strength of Boise State's all year long, is being able to bring down the quarterback. So if they can get to him, you know, that's another one of those ways that I think Boise State is more likely to, you know, disrupt, you know, both Boston College's offensive flow. It gives them one more way, I think, to create turnovers, which I think is going to be especially important in this game, because both of these teams have been really proficient at that. But I think Boise State's a little more versatile in how they've been able to do that in 2018.
All right. So, anything else you add about this game, or should we get to prediction time?
I think we could probably get to predictions.
I just want to see, well, we'll get to it in a minute. Prediction here again, -2.5 Boise State, which seems a bit low. Seriously, why is this game even projected to be that close? I know we discussed it all, but Boston College offense against his Boise defense doesn't scare me at all. So, besides A.J. Dillon, who can run pretty well. But it is also, Matt, if you want to go to the game, only $13. Just saying.
That's not bad. That's a nice Christmas gift.
There you go. If you're in the Dallas area, go get some tickets. All right, so Number Fire predicts a close one. Interesting. 31-8 to 30.9 in favor of Boise. 28-9, 26-3 in team rankings, and it's a toss-up to who will get to cover the spread.
Yeah, S&P Plus has this at Boise State 32, Boston College 23.
That's kind of where I'm leaning a little bit, I think. Oh, wait, so over-under? Wait, hold on. Over-under? Wait a second. Did I say 55 or 65?
You said 56.
Okay, no, sorry. I go to there's a new page where it kind of breaks down like a little script. If you see what I do for our kind of projections or picks, mm-hmm. There's a little area that it's a different page. I'm like, I thought for some reason it was 60. No, it's 55.5, which is low. But I think it'll be somewhat close. I'm not saying Boston College is a rollover opponent because they're not, but I also don't think they just don't impress me. They just do enough good things on defensive, some good playmakers in secondary. They run the ball. I think it'll be like, I'll go 28-20 Boise State.
If you like defense, this is the game for you.
So Daniel and Fresno is probably understanding why I'm not liking this game too much. But I think there'll be defensive plays, but I'd say 28-20 is still fine. That's still some defense, right?
I think it's going to be a little bit lower than that. I do like Boise State's offensive potential, because it could very well be the kind of thing where all they need is one big play. And if I'm going to bet on one team or the other coming up with that one big play, I'm definitely betting on Boise State.
Tyler Horton pick six. Let's call it now.
So I'm going to go Boise State 17, Ooh. Boston College 10.
You're not going to work off that Christmas Day stuff with this, with the 17-10 game. What's 17 what? 10?
17 to 10.
Sorry, 17-10. That's not going to work anything off. That's okay, though. There's multiple games that day, I think, so you should be fine, right?
I think so, yeah.
You can follow that up with the lovely Minnesota, Georgia Tech, Quick Lane Bowl, or the nightcap, Cal versus TCU in the Cheez-It Bowl. Get a bowl full of Cheez-Its, which are a superior snack, and go at it.
All right.
All right, so that's it for this game here. Let's go on to the next game. So we both have Boise State winning, both covering. And now let's move on to the final game here.